There's a lot to see at the Detroit Zoo, polar bears, giraffes, and crocodiles, but there's also a lot that you don't see, like all the poop from the animals. So what happens to the animal waste from all those lions and tigers and bears? Well, at the Detroit Zoo, it will soon be turned into electricity. The zoo is currently raising money for a brand new biodigester to capture the leftover energy in its animal waste. Current State's April Van Buren talked to Jerry Van Acker, the zoo's chief operating officer. He said that while poop might not be the first thing on your mind during a visit to the zoo, it's really an important part of the zoo's day-to-day operations.
It's really a big deal. I mean, we have a full crew that goes around every morning. The keepers are in the exhibits cleaning up, and then we collect it in waste cans. And then three times a week, the landscape crew spends about 3 hours Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning collecting the waste cans.
And about how much animal waste does the zoo have to deal with on a daily basis?
Well, annually it's 400 tons. So each day, gosh, that would probably be about 3 tons a day, 6,000 pounds.
Wow.
it's a pretty major problem, really. The current way we do it is, you know, we collect it in kind of like a trash hauling vehicle, and there's a business downtown that takes it, and they compost it for urban gardening.
Well, I want to move on to what you guys are planning to do with the waste next, which is a really cool idea. You guys are raising money to buy a biodigester, and I was wondering if you could tell me just a little bit about what a biodigester is, kind of how it would work.
Yeah, a biodigester, actually what it does is takes the remaining energy left in the food that's the animal's waste. There's still about 45% energy left in the animal waste. So what we do is collect that, and we put it in a cell. And it's, if you can imagine, like a quick oil change garage, that size. So it's a cell about that big, and we have four of those, one for each week of the month. So we collect it for a week, and we close the doors, and they're has to be sealed very, very tightly. Because once you close it and you heat up the compost and spray a leachate on it, it begins the process of breaking it down with all the biological elements that break down waste. So once that starts breaking down, it produces methane. And the methane is gathered in a bladder on top of the building. And then when we get enough methane in the bladder, it starts a diesel generator, and the diesel generator produces electricity.
And I have to ask, is there going to be an issue with smell? I mean, you mentioned three
Not
tons of manure a day.
No, the doors will be closed all the time. I mean, the only issue with smell would be when you've got the doors open and you're dumping. But once it sits in there for 28 days and all the germs break down the manure, it really has no smell at all. It's like kind of like a peat moss material you'd buy at a Home Depot or a Lowe's or something like that.
Jerry Van Acker is the chief operating officer at the Detroit Zoological Society. We're talking about the zoo's plan to buy a biodigester to turn their animal waste into energy. It's not just animal waste that's going to go into this biodigester, too. Is this something that can take other kinds of waste, things like food waste that might be generated on a daily basis at the zoo?
It will. It'll take our landscaping waste, and eventually, not initially, but eventually it'll take our organic food waste as well. So we'll have about 400 tons initially with the animal waste, and we can take it up to about 550 tons with additional waste.
How much energy will, 400 tons of animal waste is a lot, but how much energy comes out of that much input?
Well, it'll be about $70,000 to $80,000 worth of electricity each year. And it's going to be enough to power about 75% of our animal health complex. So it's kind of interesting that the waste from animals is going to help to power their care.
In total, what does a biodigester like this cost?
Roughly around $1 million. And we were fortunate enough to have the Herb Family Foundation fund $600,000. And then we've got grant proposals into the state for about another $200,000. And the zoo is going to pay $100,000 towards the project. But then the last $100,000 we're trying to raise through crowdfunding and through the patronicity website.
And I'm wondering how you make that appeal to people. You know, it's kind of a quirky idea when you first hear about it, but how do you make that pitch that this is worth investing in?
Well, they're really investing in a couple things. The first thing, they're investing in our future, you know, investing in Mother Earth and sustainability and not requiring so much of the carbon footprint. And then secondly, they're actually investing in the future of the zoo. This will be a project that will save money for the zoo for many, many years to come, and it'll help support the zoo and keep it as the, really, it's the largest cultural attraction in the state of Michigan. We'll do about 1.5 million visitors this year, and there are no other cultural attractions in Michigan that attract that type of audience. So it helps the zoo along.
Jerry Van Acker is the Chief Operating Officer for the Detroit Zoological Society. We've been talking about the zoo's plans to turn poop into power with a new energy-producing biodigester. Thanks so much for talking to me, Jerry.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's really been great, April.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.